Good afternoon. On February 23rd, the Pennsylvania Department of Health was notified of a single case of invasive Group A strep in a resident of a 198-bed skilled nursing facility. The next day, the Department of Health issued its standard written single case recommendations. Despite these recommendations, three additional invasive infections were identified in March and April. Two residents died. We investigated to identify cases and recommend additional control measures. Group A strep is a gram-positive cocci transmitted by respiratory droplets or direct contact. Invasive disease, defined as isolation from a normally sterile site, can be severe. Risk factors include advanced age and non-intact skin, both of which are common in skilled nursing facilities where outbreaks can be prolonged with high case fatality rates. Our enhanced investigation included prospective case surveillance by the facility to include 4 months of daily culturing of symptomatic persons. Additionally, all staff and residents were screened for asymptomatic carriage, and carriers were treated with CDC-recommended antibiotics. Strain typing to include whole genome sequencing was performed on select isolates by CDC. Per department protocol, a site visit was performed on April 13th. We identified several deficiencies, including inadequate hand hygiene, lack of supplies, and poor technique with donning and doffing PPE. We provided formal recommendations via letter on April 28th. However, we had inconsistent communication from the facility and subsequent concerns about implementation of our recommendations. These were shared with our Bureau of Facility Licensure on May 12th. Unfortunately, two new invasive cases were identified in June and in August. As a result, we recommended a targeted screening to reassess for carriage. Most significantly, we asked the facility to undertake a detailed review of their wound care infection control practices by a certified wound care or ostomy nurse, as all six case residents had non-intact skin. We also recommended mask usage during wound care treatments. These recommendations were conveyed via conference call with the facility, CDC, and the facility's contracted infectious disease physician on August 17th, and again in writing on August 18th. However, rather than implement the enhanced wound care review, the facility opted to use mass prophylaxis based on the recommendation of their infectious disease physician. During August 31st to September 3rd, all staff and residents received Keflex. Those who refused were swabbed for carriage. 17 isolates were available for strain typing. All 5 cases and 10 of 12 carriers were EMM11 and were indistinguishable by whole genome sequencing. The remaining 2 staff had differing EMM types. Not surprisingly, more cases were identified in November in 2 residents, both with non-intact skin, and in 1 staff member with pharyngitis. All were EMM89. Recall that the previous case residents were EMM11. Following the identification of these cases, the facility implemented several infection control improvements, including increased access to alcohol-based hand rub, strict adherence to their sick leave policy, aggressive staff education, and consistent hand hygiene audits. The facility finally retained the services of an external certified infection control consultant on December 15th. To date, no new cases have been identified. However, on March 3, 2017, the facility received several licensure citations related to infection control, including failure to ensure proper hand washing during wound care. And so, we keep our fingers crossed. 9 cases of Group A strep infections occurred in residents of a single skilled nursing facility during February to November 2016. This prolonged outbreak likely resulted from suboptimal infection control practices. The introduction of a new strain with subsequent intra-facility transmission despite an aggressive mass prophy campaign highlights the need for the strong infection control practices, particularly during wound care, to prevent and control Group A strep outbreaks among skilled nursing facility residents. However, these practices can be challenging to maintain. Thank you.